then my guest is Andrew Brust. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Awesome. I'm excited to be here at VS Live. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you.
You're the, what are you, the track chair? Is that your title?
I'm one of the two co-chairs of the conference.
Co-chair. All right.
Rocky Latka being the other.
Okay, he's pretty good.
Yeah. he's got a small reputation in the industry.
And you've got a reputation in the BI industry, right? The business intelligence industry?
I've been in that space for a while now.
Tell me, let's just see about that. What are your credentials?
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe this will blow you away just to start, but Microsoft has something called the BI Partner Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. I was on that for 5 years.
Wow.
So that's like a meeting of the minds between the product teams and partner companies.
Okay.
And at that time I was CTO at a gold partner that did Microsoft BI implementation. Mm-hmm. So that was my thing. But I've been working with Microsoft BI since SQL Server 7 came out with OLAP services.
Okay. That,
which was the beginning of Microsoft
SQL Server
BI.
7 I thought was the first good SQL server in my opinion.
Well, I started with 4.2, which I thought was pretty cool at the time. But yeah, 7 was the more solid build when the Sybase code went away.
I think I started with 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Which, yep, that was only a couple later. Some numbers were skipped. It went from like 4.2 to 6 somehow.
That's what we do at Microsoft.
Exactly.
Let's talk about BI. Let's talk about the world's most popular BI client, which is, of course, Microsoft Excel.
Which is Excel, yeah. And that's a controversial thing, right? There's good things and bad things you can do with data in Excel. There's a lot of danger that you can rustle up there. And but there's newer technology that's come around that make Excel a proper BI client. Hmm. And actually, this dates all the way back to SQL Server 7. Because the corresponding version of Excel at that time, that's when pivot tables got added. And it was really all about connecting to cubes in OLAP services, which eventually was renamed to analysis services.
Oh, okay. There's a ton of people using Excel today, but they're not using the features that we're going to talk about right now, the real BI features.
I think there's a lot of people using pivot tables and pivot charts.
Okay,
I think that's prevalent, right. But the stuff that maybe we'll talk about now builds upon that.
Okay,
I think that's
the beauty of Excel is that people are used to looking at data in it. They're used to slicing and dicing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used to charting and graphing and doing things like pivot tables. The beauty of pivot tables is they're empowering to the user. You can sort of group them the way you want to group them.
I think people like working with data in Excel because they're self-sufficient working with data in Excel. They don't need help. They don't need clearance. They don't need special login credentials. They can just get their work done, meet their deadlines, and have control.
As opposed to calling the IT department and saying, create this report for me.
Yeah. So that's a phenomenon we're never going to get rid of. And Power Pivot, which came out roughly at the same time as SQL Server 2008 R2, so in 2010, was really a recognition by Microsoft that kind of self-service stuff is going to happen, and it's best if we can create a component to make that happen in a responsible way. In other words, instead of throwing all your data in spreadsheets and then just basically relying on Excel's calculation engine, let's put a real analytics database engine in there, number one. Number two, let's make it so that it acquires data in such a way where the data is not actually exposed in the spreadsheets themselves, so you can't go in there and change the numbers around.
Okay.
And give some tools so if somebody wants to, they don't have to, but optionally, they can do some very nice data modeling in there and then kind of build something that's consumable by other people as well. And then SharePoint ties into that too so that it can be shared and then brought back down by other users in Excel.
All right, that's Power Pivot. Power Pivot, if I just install Excel with the default settings, do I have Power Pivot?
It depends which version of Excel we're talking about. In Excel 2010, Power Pivot was a free download, and it still is. So you can actually go to powerpivot.com. That will redirect to something with a lot more slashes in it. And you can download the add-in, either a 32-bit edition or a 64-bit edition. For 2013, part of Power Pivot, the engine itself, is now built into Excel. So that's great news. The modeling features that you need the add-in for, that will only work if you have Office Pro Plus. Mm. So that requires an Office 365 Pro Plus subscription, or it requires an MSDN subscription, or it requires Office Pro Plus, which is something that you actually acquire under volume licensing.
Hmm, interesting. Very cool. So what other tools are there?
Well, PowerPivot was sort of the first one, and it was there for a few years. And what's important about it is it's actually a desktop edition of SQL Server Analysis Services. So instead of just Mickey mousing around in the spreadsheets, you have a true BI platform. And then when you push it up to SharePoint, you have a true BI server as well.
Oh, does that mean I don't need analysis services in the back end? I could just use Excel and PowerPivot?
It actually does mean that. There's extra benefit to using what's now called the tabular mode of analysis services, which is a further upsized version of all that same technology. Mm-hmm. But you don't need it. For kind of work group level BI, the SharePoint implementation of PowerPivot works fine. That actually is licensed along with SQL Server, though. So you still need the license. You don't necessarily need to install and administer the whole product.
I see.
And then Microsoft has built on top of PowerPivot, first with something called PowerView, which is for data visualization, data discovery. And I'm fond of saying for the first time in 20 years that Microsoft's been saying that it has ad hoc reporting. Now it actually does. So that's what PowerView is all about. Then there's Power Query, which can be used to get to various data sources, including conventional ones, but also including things like Facebook and Active Directory and even Hadoop.
This is not relational data.
It's both. It will get you to SQL Server and Sybase. It will also get you to all kinds of unstructured data as well.
Okay.
And then Power Map is sort of the last of these add-ins that actually will read data that's in the PowerPivot model in the workbook and then very nicely visualize that data over 3D Bing maps.
Oh, so the geographic data you're talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's all. So if I have these licenses, if I have, what is it, Office Plus?
Pro Plus.
Office Pro Plus. All right, yes. I got to learn these. I'm a blue badge now.
Yep.
and if I have SQL Server, then I have all those tools. I have the ability to install all those tools.
Yeah, actually, all you need is Office Pro Plus, and then if you want to start sharing it around, you'll want to have SharePoint Enterprise or an Office 365 subscription that includes SharePoint Online.
What is the SharePoint integration just a way of publishing it, kind of a quick one published to share it, or is there more than that?
It's a little more than that. So first of all, yeah, it's a way of sharing it. So once you've designed everything, if you think it'll be useful to other people, rather than emailing it as an attachment to six people, you put it up on a server and then...
A 12 gigabyte attachment.
Yeah, exactly. And then people can get to it. First of all, it's a central location, but second of all, all the stuff will actually render in the browser. You don't actually need Excel to get to it.
And you can link that back to your data, so it'll be live. So if they look at it 3 days later...
Yes.
It'll show current.
Yes. And in addition to that, when you push the workbook up on SharePoint, you can also schedule data refreshes so that the data doesn't get stale.
I see.
Which back on the desktop, you need to do that refresh manually.
Oh, okay. So by default, it isn't refreshing it until you tell the refresh, but you can automate that.
You can automate that when you push it to SharePoint. The other benefit of pushing it to SharePoint is that any BI client tool that can talk to analysis services can talk to that model that you put in your workbook, in your Excel workbook. Mm. SharePoint enables it to look like an analysis services server. So all kinds of BI tools throughout the industry, Microsoft tools certainly, including reporting services and even Excel, ironically. You can use Excel to talk to something you built in Excel.
Right.
But even things like Tableau and other non-Microsoft tools will talk to it nicely. So that's some good stuff. And PowerView will also render in SharePoint and in the browser.
And PowerView is the visualization tool, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and visual data discovery.
When you say visual data, I think of graphs and charts and maps and things like that.
That's a fair way to think about it, except those graphs are very very dynamic, and you can actually, let's suppose you have a bar chart and a line chart on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on one of those bars and it will instantly act as a filter for the line chart right below it.
Okay.
It's rendered in Silverlight, so you'll see animations. And we'll probably talk about the next step on this, which is something called Power BI. If you have Power BI, there's even a HTML5 version of the Power View viewer that's being worked on. So the Silverlight dependency goes away, and then suddenly you can actually see all this stuff on an iPad. Huh. And even in a Windows 8 store application.
Sure, that seems like the direction that things are going is away from Silverlight and towards HTML5.
Sure.
So Power BI is part of what? Is that part of Excel?
There's a lot of products with the word power in them, so yes. It gets confusing. So just to recap, Excel add-ins include Power Pivot, Power View, Power Query, and Power Map. Mm-hmm. If you put all those together with the SharePoint tie-ins, right, and you implement that in SharePoint Online on Office 365, and you add a few little extras, that's what Power BI is. It's a special Office 365 add-on subscription.
Oh, I see. It's a bundling of a bunch of other things.
Yes. I mean, actually, a lot of this stuff will just work with straight SharePoint Online, but if you bring Power BI into it, you have access to the Windows 8 store app. You have access to the HTML5 viewer for Power View. And you also get access to this very, very powerful thing that very few people know about called Q&A, which lets you query your data model in plain English.
Hmm, okay.
And it answers you, in effect, with Power View visualizations.
Oh, nice. So this is for writing queries. Instead of using SQL, you can just use real words. Like, show me everybody from California.
Right, and you can even use real world words to say how you want to see it. So what type of visualization?
All right. Give me a bar chart of everybody by year who lives in California and spent more than $200,000.
Mm-hmm. You can do it that way. You can be a little more conversational than that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now your day job is, are you in the consulting world or are you in the industry behind the firewall or what's,
I've done lots of things as you can imagine, but, most recently I've taken the post of research director for big data and analytics at GigaOm Research.
Okay. So are you using these tools at GigaOm right now?
At GigaOm, we're analysts, so we're advising companies that may be buying these tools. We're also, in fact, advising a lot of the vendors that are in the space.
Some of the tools you mentioned, are you finding that your customers find some of them more important, more valuable to them than others? Or are they all the same?
Absolutely. I mean, our conversation here, we're kind of talking mostly about Microsoft tools.
Yeah.
In my work at GigaOm, I'm looking across the entire industry. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of considerations, including what sort of platforms a customer may already have substantial investments in. There's all kinds of startup companies that have entered the space. It's a very exciting landscape. It's also rather complex and a little overwhelming sometimes,
which is why
there's, you know, there's a call for analyst firms to help clear it up.
Job security right there.
Yeah, yeah. For now, anyway, yes.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that we should have?
Well, we could talk about big data and HD Insight
let's
and Hadoop
make,
if you'd
make
like.
Let's make that a different show.
All right, fair
come
enough.
Back.
I'll come back for that.
Invite me back to VS Live and I'll invite you back on my show.
It'll tie in very nicely to this. That's a deal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. My friends know that I work in technology. They don't always know what it is I do. One of the exciting things about working with big data is that it's so popular. It's covered in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and now they understand a little of what I do.